And we are back here at the Athera High School where we're getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups for the game tonight. The Athera Lady Bobcats and the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs fixing to do battle here. This is game number two on the night. If you're in the Athera area looking for something to do, come on out and enjoy some good Lady Bobcat basketball. Of course, they're playing Van Buren here in the first round of the Athera Winter Classic. And let's check that starting lineup for the Van Buren Lady Dogs. They'll start with number two. That is a junior, Madison Mabry, along with number 14, Kinsley Murphy, a sophomore. Number 12, Ella Wilbanks, a junior, and the two seniors, Katie Griffin and Scarlett Alcorn. That'll be the Van Buren Lady Dogs, who will be the visitors on the scoreboard. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be Callie Johnston, the senior, along with the freshman, Abby Bowers. Junior, Haley Larson. Junior, Maddie Donahue, and freshman, Hadley Meyer. These Lady Bobcats have been playing pretty good basketball lately, and of course they lost the game a couple of weeks ago to the Willow Springs Lady Bears, who played earlier tonight, by the way, and won their game in the first game of the tournament. But this is a Lady Bobcat basketball team that's going to be a factor as we head into the second half of the season. They're just getting better and better. The freshmen are getting more and more confident, and you can see it in the warm-up. You can see it, by the way, they carry themselves when they come on the floor. They're just starting to get a lot of confidence and getting used to playing at the varsity level. We'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, along with Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric in Thayer, and Farmers Insurance Stephen Clark in Thayer. Two-man officiating crew for the game tonight, and we are set to go. Excuse me, Thayer Lady Bobcats wearing the white uniforms trimmed in the green, and Van Buren wearing the familiar black and gold. Battle of two different conferences here. Thayer Lady Bobcats play, of course, in the SCA, and the Van Buren Lady Dogs play in the Big Springs and the Black River League. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats win the tip. Now bringing it into front court, Haley Larson will step it across the timeline, and we are underway here in the Thayer Winter Classic. Lady Bobcats pushing the ball around the perimeter. Out on top, Larson has it now, takes it to the left side of the floor, gives over to Donahue. Donahue out top to Bowers. Bowers swings it down the corner to Callie Johnson. Looking inside, Meyer wasn't open. He'll take it back outside. Bowers to Johnson, fakes the three, now drives to baseline. Bounces it down, trying to get it to Donahue. Ball is picked up by the Lady Bobcats, and up and in with a shot. That is Haley Larson, first 2 points of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Good passing in the interior. And the Lady Bobcats jump on top early. Van Buren with a basketball, number 14 with it. That is Murphy. She'll give it to the high post. Now outside for Griffin. Long three-point shot is good. Katie Griffin, the senior. She can flat-out play. And Van Buren opens with a little bit of full-court pressure here. The 2-2-1. They're handling it in the backcourt. And Bowers gets it across the timeline to Donahue. Down to Johnson in the corner. Draws the double team. Gives out to Bowers. She gets a fake. Moves to the free throw line. Passes down low to Meyer. Meyer can't hit the shot. Callie Johnson with a rebound. Trying to bounce it across the lane to Donahue, and it goes down of bounds. Well, Lady Bobcats misfire on their second possession of the night, and Van Buren's got it with a one-point lead, 3-2, 6:47 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Dogs bring it up the floor, number 12, Ella Wilbanks, the junior. She'll swing it around to the left side, down into the corner for Griffin. Griffin, travel with the basketball, yep. Stopped, actually there was, Katie Griffin, number 40, the senior. Thayer will inbound it on the near side, right in front of their own bench. Abby Bowers gets up across the timeline to Donahue. Thayer breaks the press again without any problem. Back outside he goes. Oh, and that's going to go into the backcourt. Bowers had a little trouble catching the pass, and the ball bounced off her hand into the backcourt. When she touched it, that is a violation. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats turn it over. Van Buren coming the other way with a one-point lead. Number 12 with it out front. Ella Wilbanks will swing it down on the left side. Got it there to Griffin. Griffin, one dribble, gives it back out on top to Mabry. Mabry over on the right side, back to Wilbanks. He'll bring it out front. Feed back over to Mabry. Mabry back over to Wilbanks. Now in the right corner to Murphy. Murphy, and they're just swinging it around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. Here's the ball poked away from Mabry, picked up by Wilbanks. Wilbanks down in the right wing. Now a long cross-court pass can be taken there by Mabry. Mabry bounces it down the corner. Trying to go to the inside. Ball stolen by Bowers. Abby Bowers with a steal at the high post. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have got it back down by one. Long pass in the corner to Donahue. Look at the drive to baseline. Van Buren cuts her off. She'll give it out to the wing. Now on top to Bowers. High post to Meyer. Meyer down to Donahue. Donahue drives. A running one-hander blocked by Griffin. And the loose ball picked up by the Lady Dogs. Here comes Van Buren. Kinsley Murphy races up the right side. Gives it out on top to Will Banks for three. It's no good. All alone for the rebound is Madison Mabry. And Van Buren jumps on top 5-2. Thayer with it again against the press. Got it across the timeline to Kaylee Johnson. Callick wings it over to Larson. Larson drives down the left side of the lane. Puts a shot up off the window. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. We get a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Van Buren Lady Dogs. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on the Ecom Sports Network tonight. We're live at the Thayer Winter Classic here at the Thayer High School. Game number two on the night. There'll be two games here tomorrow, Thursday, and then the final round, three games on Friday. Where will these teams fit into the bracket on Friday? That's the big question here. Van Buren with a basketball and a 5-2 lead. Wilbanks out front, hounded by Bowers. Got it over to Murphy. Murphy to Griffin from the free throw line. Shot no good. Goes and gets their own rebound. Throws it back up and in. KD Griffin with 5 points. Van Buren out working the Lady Bobcats on the glass that time on the offensive end. Again, Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Haley Larson takes it in the lane. Back outside. Johnson for three. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. And rebound Bowers. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Foul will be on the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs, number 33. That is Scarlett Alcorn. First foul of the game. Goes against the Van Buren Lady Dogs. Thayer running the inbound. Looking underneath. Nobody open. Donnie, you're going to have to hurry now. Got to hurry. Almost. Well, no, that's a five-second call. Didn't get it in time. Lady Bobcats were kind of standing around, holding their hands up. Got to move. Got to set a screen. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Thayer down by five. Van Buren with the ball. A swing on the left side to Mabry. Down the corner to Griffin. Now down low to Alcorn. Back out front. The ball goes. Almost stolen by Bowers. Bowers being very active on the defensive end. They'll get it back out front to Will Banks. She'll get it in the lane to Griffin. Kick it back outside to Murphy. On top now to Will Banks, who shoots a three and scores. And that makes it 10-2. Van Buren on top. Thayer again breaks the full court pressure, and we get a foul going up the sideline. Donahue dribbling up the right sideline was fouled by Katie Griffin, number 40. That'll be the first on Griffin, second team foul on Van Buren. Thayer got the ball. Lady Bobcats jumped on top 2-0. Since then, Van Buren's gone on a 10-0 run. Lady Bobcats with it on the offensive end here. Larson out on top. Gives the ball to Bowers. Bowers over on the wing. Now swings it down in the corner to Larson. Larson on the left side wing. Kicked it out top to Callie Johnson. Now over to Donahue. Donahue looking in the middle. Nobody open. Now swing it back around over to Bowers. Bowers moves. One dribble. Pulls up jumper. No good. Rebound. Donahue back up and in for Thayer. So Donahue with the first 2 points of the night for her. Thayer got four, and that breaks a 10-0 run by the Van Buren Lady Dogs. Thayer down by six. Van Buren with a basketball. Out on top. They'll swing it on the left side to Wilbanks, who just hit a three a moment ago. Down to Griffin. Now back out to Wilbanks. She'll back it out at the top of the key. Still on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Got it there to Murphy. Murphy drives in the lane. Puts one up off the window and in. Nice play there by Kinsley Murphy, the sophomore, her first two. Now four different Lady Dogs have scored here in the first quarter. Thayer again breaks the full court pressure. Donahue going into the lane, pulls up. We get an offensive foul. Wipe off the basket. Donahue going to the basket hard and is going to be called for the charge. Maddie Donahue with her first of the night, first team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Comes with 2:40 to play in a quick first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats back in that 1-3-1 zone. Van Buren brings it to the top. That is Will Banks. Will Banks will give it over to Katie Griffin. Griffin look at the cutter in the lane. That's Murphy back outside for Mabry for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Thayer. They get it out to Johnson. Johnson running the floor all the way. The basket misses the shot. Rebound. Donahue puts it back up and in. So Maddie Donahue trailing the play gets the put back. And Thayer now back to within six with that bucket. That was a big bucket. Here's Van Buren with it on the other end. A running one-hander in the lane by Griffin. Wouldn't fall. And rebound Thayer. Lady Bobcats get it out to Bowers. Bowers runs to four. Pulls up now on the wing. Looking for the outlet. Swings it on top to Donahue. Thought about taking the three. Now over to Cassie Johnson. Callie Johnson. Got it back to Donahue. Donahue in the lane. Shoots and scores. Maddie Donahue with six. in the first quarter, and Thayer back to within four here with a minute 42 to go in this first quarter. Van Buren on the offensive end, got it to Katie Griffin out front, swings it on the right side to Mabry. Mabry hands it off to Alcorn. Alcorn brings it out top, running a little wheel play out on top. Feeds the ball now to Murphy. Murphy goes across the free throw circle, hands it off to Mabry. Her shot is up and no good from the elbow, and a rebound controlled by Larson for Thayer. Haley Larson with a rebound. Big possession here. Thayer could get back to within two with a bucket. Minute 12 to go. Bowers swings it out to Larson on top. Larson is over to Bowers for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Rebound. Meyer goes back up. No. And she gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on number 33, Scarlett Alcorn. That'll be number two on her. And a sub getting ready to check in for Coach Erica Smith and the Van Buren Lady Dawgs. Maya Gillespie getting ready to check into the ball game. Hadley Meyer, the Lady Bobcat freshman, will step to the free throw line, trying to get her team back to within two here. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Game tonight brought to you in part by your Lady Bobcat boosters, including Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark and Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. First free throw for Myers, up in it's no good, rattles off the rim. And here's a sub checking in. Gillespie will check in place of Alcorn for Van Buren. Gillespie, number 21, Maya Gillespie, just a sophomore. Second free throw on the way for Meyer, trying to make it a three-point game, and it's good. So Meyer with her first point of the game. And it's 12-9. Van Buren with the lead and the ball under a minute to go in the first period. Lady Dawgs have it out on top. Number 14, Murphy with it, moves to the top of the key and then throws it away. Oh, it was deflected by the defense. Coach Denny Young not so sure it was deflected, but the officials say yes, it was. Van Buren ball here. They'll inbound it near midcourt right in front of the scorer's table. They get it in to Will Banks. Will Banks takes their time into the front court. Got it over to Mabry. Back to Will Banks out on top. Now Murphy on the right side wing. Back out on top. Inside they go to Griffin. Back outside to Murphy for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Meyer had the rebound. Taken away and a shot up and in. That was Katie Griffin, number 40, aggressive on the boards. And now Thayer breaking a full court pressure. Got the ball up to Donahue. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Thayer got it on the baseline. Donahue kicks it out to Bowers. Bowers cross court to Larson. Now to Meyer cutting through the lane. Ball stolen by Van Buren. Van Buren on the run. They get it up the floor to Will Banks. Going to the basket. Misses a shot. Rebound Meyer for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. 7 seconds. Bowers to the top of the key. Got it to Donahue in the corner for three. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And that's the end of our first quarter. 14-9. The Van Buren Lady Dawgs lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats here at the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now, through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And back here at the Thayer High School, the Thayer Winter Classic. It'll be Lady Bobcat basketball to open the second quarter. Thayer down by five at the quarter break. Had an opportunity to tie the ball game down by three. Misfired on the three, and then Van Buren hits the shot there inside of a minute. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. Top of the key, Bowers off the inbound. Swings it down to Johnson in the corner. Back out to Verdell. He'll give it back on top to Bowers. The Lady Bobcat freshman point guard. Over to Donahue, thought about the three, got it back to Bowers. Now Johnson, they're running the motion. Here's Bowers to Donahue for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Van Buren. Katie Griffin's got it, runs it up the floor. Got it cross court, shot is up, no good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers got it. Outlets to Larson. Larson running the floor, now pulls it back out, waits for the rest of the offense. Thayer now in five, needing a bucket. Find somebody to score other than Maddie Donahue. She's got 6 of 9 for Thayer. She's got it now, steps into the lane, pulls up with a shot, and it's good. Maddie Donahue having a night. She's got 8 already. The Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within 3 with that bucket. 1 minute into the second quarter. Folks, we got all the makings here, but a good old-fashioned barn burner. Come on out to the Thayer High School. Enjoy this Thayer Winter Classic. Here's Van Buren working around the horn. Now got it inside to Griffin. Back outside to Mabry. Her three-point shot is no good. And a rebound off Van Buren. Oh, it's going to be off the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll belong to the Van Buren Lady Dogs. Substitution for Thayer. Meyer checks out. And Jaylee Haven, number 5, will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So the sophomore in for the first time. First substitution for Thayer tonight. Van Buren off the inbound. Swing ball to the right side to Mabry. Down in the corner they go. Back out to Mabry. She'll take it to the free throw circle. Pass to the right. Self-tied is stolen by Bowers. Bowers off on the drive. Gets it up under the bucket and scores. Abby Bowers with her first 2 points of the game. We've got a one-point ball game here. 14-13. Thayer down 1. And there's another steal by Bowers. Bowers will drive to the bucket and score the layup. Abby Bowers has given the Thayer Lady Bobcats the lead at 15-14. And Thayer, or Van Buren, calls a quick timeout. 6:13 to play in the first half. Thayer up by 1. We'll be back to the Thayer Winter Classic in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
4 excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 5 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats on a 4-0 run have come from 5 points down to take a 1-point lead here. Actually, a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. They were down 14-9 at the end of the first period and the first 2 minutes. A 6-0 run to take the lead at 15-14. Van Buren with a basketball out of the timeout. They got it in the left corner. That is Mabry. Mabry will kick it out top. And now go to the high post for Gillespie. Gillespie back outside. Griffin shoots a 3. It's no good. Rebound taken by Kelly Johnson. Excuse me, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Long pass up the floor to Donahue. Trying to get to the basket. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and we get a held ball. Gillespie and Haven tied up after the loose ball. And the possession belongs to the Van Buren and the Lady Bulldogs. They'll walk the floor down by 1 with 5:41 to play in the first half. They got the ball on the right side to Murphy. Murphy on the wing, kicks it down the corner to Gillespie. Gillespie, pass out front, almost stolen by Bowers again. Well, Bowers being very aggressive on the defensive side. And Abby couldn't quite control it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Van Buren basketball. They inbound into the backcourt to Wilbanks. Wilbanks brings it to the left side of the floor. Swings it down to the left corner. Got it there to Murphy. Murphy going inside. Griffin gets tied up by a triple team, trying to get rid of it. It's stolen by Kelly Johnson. Johnson gets it out to Haven. Haven over to Larson and the Lady Bobcats. Now with a chance to add to the 1-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the first half. They'll swing on the left side to Bowers. Bowers quick pass down the middle intended for Haven. Poked away by the defense. It goes out of bounds. Thayer will inbound it down along the baseline to the left side of the glass. Maddie Donahue to trigger it. Lady Bobcats get into the motion on the inbound play and got it in the corner for Haven. Haven moves to the elbow, pulls it up and gives it out front for Bowers. Bowers going back to the basket, forces the shot, no good. Rebound, Haven, and she traveled with the basketball. Yep. Haven got a little bit out off balance on 1 foot when she came down. She moved both feet, so she called for the travel. And Van Buren's got the ball back. We've played just about 2.5 minutes in this second quarter. Van Buren has yet to score. That's allowed Thayer to come back and take the 1-point lead. Van Buren with it out top. Murphy swings it to the right side wing, got it there. Now to Griffin at the elbow, and Griffin's going to get fouled by Jaylee Haven. Haven called for the foul, will be her first And just the second team foul against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Very, very clean half here in the first half. Van Buren will inbound the basketball. Down under their own bucket. It is knocked into the backcourt by Bowers again. She runs it down, shoots and scores. Abby Bowers with 6 points in the quarter, and Thayer leads it now by three. Here comes Van Buren running down the floor, whistling an offensive foul. Going to be called on number 14, Kinsley Murphy. Murphy got a little bit out of control going to the basket, and the Lady Bobcat defense stood their ground. She ran right through the defender. Substitution now for Van Buren. Mabry is out. Number 30 checks into the ballgame. That is Olivia Christensen, a junior for Coach Erica Smith. And the Van Buren Lady Dogs, again, Van Buren in full court pressure. Thayer with it in the backcourt. Got to Larson. Larson now will dribble drive around the defense. Thayer with a three-on-two opportunity. Larson pulls up in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Haven. She couldn't score. And then it goes out of bounds. It'll be Van Buren Lady Dog basketball. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Van Buren on the inbound. Thayer not applying any pressure here. Van Buren will walk it up the floor. Number 12 with it, Wilbanks. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Fades it over to Christensen, who just checked in. Now they go off to Griffin. Griffin back to Christensen. Oh, she double dribbled. Yes, she did. Christensen put that left hand on the ball when she was dribbling with the right. And that's the double dribble, so Thayer gets it on the Van Buren turnover. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by three, and we've played almost 4.5 minutes here in this quarter, and Van Buren yet to score. It's 17-14. Thayer on an 8-0 run right now. Lady Bobcats have got it out top. Bowers kind of lob it inside to Johnson, then goes to Donahue. Donahue lays up a shot. No, they're going to blow the play dead. We're going to get a foul here against the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs on number 14, Kinsley Murphy, and that's number 2 on Murphy. Team foul number 5 on Van Buren. Non-shooting foul, Thayer will inbound it. They get it in the middle to Larson. Larson then gets tied up, and the hell ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer really having a lot of trouble on the inbound play. Now Van Buren with a substitution. Number 2 checking into the game, that is Madison Mabry. And looks like Murphy, yeah, Kinsley Murphy will come out of the game with those two fouls. Thayer running the inbound play, got it in the corner to Haven. Haven outside to Johnson. Kelly feeds over to Bowers. She'll run it from the top. Van Buren's gone man-to-man. Here's a bad pass by Bowers. Almost stolen by the Lady Dogs, but Kelly Johnson picks up the loose ball for Thayer. Going to the basket, Kelly's going to get fouled on her way to the hoop. And she'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Kelly Johnson, good aggressive move that time for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul is on Katie Griffin, will be her second. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Kelly Johnson, the senior, going to the free throw line, has not scored in the ballgame tonight, but a very good free throw shooter. Kelly hits the first one, her first point of the game. Another substitution for Van Buren. Number 11, Caitlin Towner, a freshman, will check in for the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs. Katie Griffin out with those two fouls. Second free throw for Johnson, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Haven's got it for Thayer, and then tried to get rid of it. It was stolen by Van Buren, and then a foul on Larson. Larson for Thayer, going to be called for the foul. Going after the loose ball. Call for the push. And with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, Thayer up by four, Van Buren with the ball. They feed it right side for Mabry. Mabry. Down in the corner, got it to Gillespie. Gillespie fires a long three and air ball, rebounded by Kelly Johnson. So Thayer Lady Bobcats now the chance to go on an 11-0 run. They've already had a 9-0 run in this quarter. And a bucket would make it 11-0. We're down to 2:46 to play in the second. Thayer setting the offense from the top of the key. They go left side to Johnson. Johnson back out to Haven. Haven at the top, goes to the cutter in the lane. Now Johnson picks it off. Feeds it on the right side to Bowers. Bowers rounding the corner to Larson. Thought about the three. Back out to Bowers. Madison, quick pass in the middle. Haven runs it down in the blocks. Going cross court. Oh, across the lane with a pass. It hits Donahue and then gets on the floor. And we get a hell ball. And possession belongs to the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs. And now Jaylee Haven comes out of the game. Donahue, I mean, she threw a bullet across the lane. And Lady Bobcats give it up on the held ball, alternating possession. So Van Buren down by four with the ball. Out front is Christensen. Christensen gives it off to Will Banks. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound taken in the corner by Van Buren. They'll reset the offense. Out on top is Christensen. Right side to Mabry. Mabry now to the left side for Will Banks. Ball almost stolen by Bowers again. They recovered defensively. Got it over. Van Buren's got it. Shot is up, no good. And rebound taken by Donahue for Thayer. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats up by four with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Pass goes to Callie Johnson on the wing. Out top to Meyer. She'll swing it around to Donahue. Looking in the middle, nobody open. Larson is wide open down the corner. Here's the ball inside to Donahue. Dribble drive around the defense. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. The official wanted to call a foul down there on the drive by Donahue, but he didn't. And then the ball bounced off Van Buren and out of bounds. I think everybody thought that was going to be a foul. They're running the inbound play, got the ball to Bowers. Bowers, a little hot step. Gives it out on the wing to Johnson. Dumps it down to Meyer. Meyer steps left one time. Shoots with the right hand. No good. And rebound taken by Van Buren. Here comes Will Banks behind the back with a dribble. Feeds it up the floor. Shot is up by Christensen. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Bowers has got it for Thayer. Out to Larson. Down to a minute to go. And Van Buren still has not scored in the second quarter. Thayer with it. Bowers, 17-footer, is blocked. Meyer picks up the loose ball. Thayer kicks it out top to Johnson for three. That one's off the rim. Bowers rebounds it, but we're going to get a foul on the rebound. I think this is going to go on Van Buren. Foul on number 11, or was it 21? Must have been 21. Foul on Maya Gillespie. No, they say number 11. Number 11 is Caitlin Towner. Call for the foul. And that's team foul number 7 on Van Buren. Hadley Meyer going to the free throw line. And we'll shoot the 1-1 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Meyer with 1 point in the game, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The first one up here, good. So Meyer with her second point of the first half, and Thayer leads it now by 5. And more substitutions for Van Buren. Number 40, Griffin checks back in. Number 33, Alcorn back in. Number 14, Murphy back in. So Coach Erica Smith going back to the starters for this final 55 seconds. And Thayer got Jaylee Haven back in the ballgame. Maddie Donahue will check out. Second free throw for Meyer. It is up and good. Meyer 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Actually 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Van Buren with a basketball. 51 seconds to go in the first half. Oh, they got a backdoor cut, and they missed the shot. Will Banks from point blank couldn't hit it. Thayer with the ball. Here comes Bowers. Moves all the way up to the baseline. Kicks it back to Johnson, trailing the play. Off to Bowers in the corner. Brings it out on the dribble drive. We'll take it to the top of the key with 33 seconds to go. Coach Denny Young holds up 2 fingers, says run play number 2. Got it to Larson. Larson spins in the corner. Trying to get away from the double team. Does on the dribble drive. Good ball handling. Larson pulls it up now, looking for the outlet. And they give it to Abby Bowers. Abby with 15 seconds, surveys the defense. The freshman. Got it over to Larson. Larson down to Johnson. Out to Bowers. Fakes the three. Moves to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Haven. Haven, one dribble. Short jumper. No. Rebound. Back up and in by Callie Johnson. Johnson with the offensive rebound and the putback. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs 22-14 at the intermission. Thayer scoring 13 points in the quarter. Van Buren scored none. That's our halftime score again, 22-14. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead here at the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just, I'm sorry, the Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When selling your home, you could do everything yourself. But if you have a RE/MAX agent, they know a team of experts who will get the job done right.
I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name. First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School, the Thayer Winter Classic. This is night number one of the Classic. First game of the night went to the Willow Springs Lady Bears as they beat the Liberty JV 85-23. And the second game, the one you're enjoying now, the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 22-14 lead, 8-point lead over the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs. And we're at halftime. Thayer outscoring Van Buren 13-0 to take the 8-point lead here. Thayer actually trailed 14-9 going into that second quarter. So a good second quarter for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Van Buren just couldn't hit any shots. They hit early, but then they just went stone cold. It's like somebody put a lid on the basket at the end of the first quarter, and we'll see how the second half shakes out. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they got that all done without getting in any foul trouble. Haven, Larson, and Donahue each have one. Van Buren, a couple players in a little bit of foul trouble. Murphy, Alcorn, and Griffin all have two in the first half for the Van Buren Lady Dogs. All right, there'll be more basketball here at the Thayer High School tomorrow night. The Tuesday night schedule actually began with the first game at 6 o'clock, and the Willow Springs Lady Bears are slated to be in action against right now an unknown opponent. That's because the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears had to drop out of the tournament due to COVID. They are still looking for a replacement team. And last I heard, they still had not found one. But they're going to continue to look throughout the at least the early part of the day tomorrow. Second game of the night tomorrow night will be the Liberty Lady Eagles against these Van Buren Lady Bulldogs. And then there's basketball here on Thursday and on Friday night. Matter of fact, three games on Friday beginning at 4:30 with a fifth-place game, third-place game at 6, championship at 7:30. We're playing a little round-robin format here in the Thayer Winter Classic. Again, it's halftime of our game. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs, 22-14. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And back here at the Thayer High School, the Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a halftime lead over the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs by a score of 22-14. Thayer was down 14-9 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Van Buren 13-0 in the second quarter and have the halftime lead. Let's take a look at our individual scoring for the Van Buren Lady Dogs. They're led by Katie Griffin. She's got 7 in the first half, hit a three-pointer to start the game. Ella Wilbanks hit a 3, 2 for Madison Mabry, and 2 for Kinsley Murphy. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Maddie Donahue leads the way with 8 points. Abby Bauer scored 6 of the Lady Bobcats' 13 in that second quarter. Callie Johnson with 3, 2 for Haley Larson, and 3 for Hadley Myers. A good balanced scoring up and down the lineup for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I'm going to take time out. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back here at the Thayer Winter Classic on the Ecom Sports Network. I'm the Red Bull Mike Grace. Thanks for being along with us. Second half coming up, the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a halftime lead over the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs by a score of 22-14. Thayer back to the starters on the floor who played most of the first half. And Van Buren with their starters on the floor as well. Katie Griffin, Scarlett Alcorn, Ella Wilbanks, Madison Mabry, and Kinsley Murphy. It'll be Callie Johnson, Abby Bowers, Haley Larson, Maddie Donahue, and Hadley Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer with a basketball chance to go up by 10 to start this third quarter. They got down the corner to Johnson. Johnson out to Bowers. Out on top to Larson. Thayer just swinging it around the perimeter of this zone defense of the Van Buren Lady Dogs. Larson with it out on top. Thayer not getting any hurry here, being very patient offensively. Bowers with it on top of the key. Now over to Larson on the left side wing. Larson goes to the cutter. That is Donahue just inside the free throw line. Kicks out to Bowers for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Callie Johnson back up and in. Callie Johnson with a couple of offensive rebounds and putbacks. In fact, she has scored the last 4 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and Thayer up by 10 now, 24-14. Van Buren with it down in the corner. I got the ball here to Alcorn. Alcorn down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot, no. Gets her own rebound, and on the putback is going to get fouled. And that'll be on number 24, Hadley Meyer. That'll be foul number one on Hadley. And the first team foul in the second half against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Van Buren going to the lane to shoot. Number 33, Scarlett Alcorn, a senior, has not scored in the ball game, and the first free throw was up and good. So Alcorn gets on the board here for Van Buren, cuts the lead back to 9 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and she will shoot another. Bounces it twice, spins it, bounces it again, shot is up, and that one is short. Didn't catch the rim, and the ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Van Buren going to go a little bit of full court pressure here. They pressured quite a bit in the first half. Thayer broke it every time. And they break it this time up to Donahue. Donahue kick it back outside to the trailer. And Thayer sets the offense. Quick in the lane to Johnson. Outside, Donahue steps into a three. That one's no good. Rebound, battle it around. And controlled by KD Griffin for Van Buren. Long pass up the floor to Murphy. She's going to get fouled on the way to the bucket. And will go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 24, Hadley Meyer. Nope, 23 for Thayer. That is Donahue. Maddie Donahue picks up the foul. Will be her second of the night. The first free throw was up and no good for Kinsley Murphy, the sophomore from Van Buren. Van Buren hit a free throw a moment ago. That was the first point they scored since the first quarter. And now second free throw is no good. Rebound Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Van Buren extending that zone out to near three-quarter court here. Thayer gets it across the timeline. Leads over to Larson on the left side, and Thayer settles into the offense. Long skip pass down to Johnson in the corner for three. That one rattles off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Van Buren. Katie Griffin got it and dribbles out of the traffic. Going all the way down the floor, all the way to the bucket. Shoots it too hard off the window. Rebound, Callie Johnson. And Thayer got it back with a 9-point lead. Bowers, top of the key, swings it left side to Larson. Back out to Bowers, steps into a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Donahue goes back up and in. Maddie Donahue on the offensive board. She's got double digits with 10. The Thayer Lady Bobcats extend the lead to 11, biggest lead of the game. Remember, Thayer was down by as many as 10 in the first quarter. There's a long pass for Van Buren. Now they'll bounce it down inside for Alcorn. Alcorn looking to step left and is going to get fouled. And that one, I believe, will be on Meyer, number 24. Yes, it is. Meyer called for her second foul of the night. And the second team foul, or third team foul, already in the third quarter for Thayer. And Meyer checks out of the game as Jaylee Haven will check in for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Van Buren on the inbound. Here's a blocked shot. A three-point shot by Mabry, blocked by Bowers. Abby's having a big defensive night tonight. To go with her offense, here's Thayer the other way. Got it down inside to Donahue. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, ball it around, and we're going to get a held ball called as Bowers and Mabry got tied up. And the ball belongs to the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs on the alternating possession. A little bit of backcourt pressure now. Bowers almost stole the inbound pass. Van Buren's got it, running up the floor. They feed it up to Murphy. Murphy going all the way. The basket lays it up and in. That's a nice play by the sophomore, Kinsley Murphy. And the Thayer lead is back to 9 again at 26-17. Thayer working against the full court pressure. Got it to Haven, and Haven travel with the basketball. Got in too big a hurry. She saw an opening to the bucket. She took off before she got the dribble down. Coach Denny Young applauds the idea. Attacking the zone. That's what you do when people are gonna if they're gonna full court pressure, you attack that press when you break it. Van Buren with a basketball, down by 9. Out on top, they feed it right side from Murphy. Steps into a three-point shot. That one's no good. Rebound, Mabry back up and in. Second bucket of the night for Madison Mabry. Van Buren now back to within 7. Thayer breaking the full court pressure. Got it to Haven, and she traveled with it again. And now Hadley Meyer going to check back in for the Lady Bobcats. Haven checks out. Haven just getting in a little bit of a hurry. Coach Denny Young says, here, sit right next to me. He's going to explain what she did wrong. That was two layup opportunities there. So Van Buren got the ball back, down by 7, 26-19. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's a lob pass for Van Buren down the middle, stolen by Callie Johnson. Out to Bowers. Bowers races up the floor, pulls up free throw line, gives it to Johnson. Now back to Bowers in the corner to Donahue. Donahue to Bowers, working the right side of the zone. Now Bowers will bring it out front. And the Lady Bobcats want a timeout. 26-19, Thayer leads it by 7, 4:19 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back to the Thayer Winter Classic in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
And back after the timeout, Coach Denny Young called that one to kind of settle his team down a little bit. We're down to 4:19 to play in the third quarter. They are up by 7, but they were up by 10 just a little bit ago. So Van Buren trying to make a bit of a run here in the third quarter. They're led by 8 at the half. Lady Bobcats with it out on top. Abby Bowers off the inbound will dribble it out between the circles. Takes it to the right side of the floor, gives it down the corner to Larson. Larson dribbles back out to the wing, gives it to Bowers. Bowers down in the corner, back to Larson. Looking out top, nobody open. They're really trying to overload that side of the zone defense. And now got it outside. Inside they go to Meyer. Meyer to the trailer. Johnson through the lane, and she scores the layup. Callie Johnson with 7, her second bucket of the third quarter. All 7 of her points have come in the second and third quarters. And Thayer back up by 9. Van Buren with the ball. Murphy with it out of the three-point line. Dribble drive into the lane. Had her pass deflected, and she gets it right back. Good hustle by Murphy, the sophomore. She gives it to Griffin. Griffin outside for Will Banks for 3. That one's no good. Maddie Donahue down with the rebound. Maddie dribbling out of traffic. Gives the ball now to Abby Bowers, and Thayer will step it into the front court with 3:22 to go in our third quarter. Thayer and Van Buren here at the Thayer Winter Classic. Lady Bobcats with the ball in the lead. Larson out on top. Will swing it around the left side. Got it to Johnson out on the wing. Johnson cross court to Bowers. Moves inside the three-point line. Feeds it down low to Larson. Larson trying to go up with a shot. Back out to Bowers for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound. Donahue couldn't follow it, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and will shoot 2. Number 14, Kinsley Murphy. Got to be called for the foul. That'll be her 3rd of the game for Van Buren. And it'll be Maddie Donahue going to the line for Thayer. 10 points tonight for Donahue. Leads the Lady Bobcats, and the first free throw is up and good. The junior has been really good tonight and really all season long. Thayer Lady Bobcats leading scorer, Maddie Donahue, back to the line shooting for a 12th point. And to put Thayer back up by 11 would match their biggest lead of the game. And it's good, 12 points for Donahue. Thayer with the 11-point lead, 30-19. Van Buren with the ball. All the work they did earlier. Here's a pass deflected loose on the floor. Larson's got it for Thayer. And Bowers got a piece of that one again. She has really been aggressive on the defensive side. Thayer got the ball up by 11, 2:41 to go in the third quarter. Larson out front, working away from the defense. Feeds the ball to Bowers, down the baseline to Meyer. Meyer inside, Johnson up, Callie in the foul. Callie Johnson got inside position. Beautiful pass from Hadley Meyer to Johnson. She'll count the basket and go to the free throw line and shoot 1. That is 9 points now for Callie Johnson tonight. Foul was on number 33. That is Scarlett Alcorn for Van Buren will be her 3rd of the game. And looking for double digits, Callie Johnson at the free throw line. It is up, oh, rolls off the rim, no good. I must have jinxed her earlier talking about being a good free throw shooter. Van Buren runs it down the floor the other way. Murphy gets in the lane, throws up a running one-hander, no good, and rebound taken by Thayer. Then they lost it out of bounds. Donahue had to go off her hands. She gathered it up in the corner, but she was standing on the inline. So Van Buren will trigger the ball in from the corner on the side with 2:21 to go in this third quarter, down by 13. Thayer's biggest lead of the game, 32-19. Van Buren with it. Griffin dumps it outside for Wilbanks. Wilbanks back over to Griffin on the right side. Griffin moves to the elbow, going to the bucket, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Hadley Meyer for Thayer. Lady Bobcats will bring it up the floor with a 13-point lead. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Van Buren switching now to man-to-man defense. Ball goes to Callie Johnson out on the wing. Out top to Meyer. Right side to Donahue. Back to Bowers on top. And back to Meyer. Meyer looking to get rid of it. Does to Donahue. Donahue is going to get fouled as she attempts the dribble drive. Foul by Katie Griffin. That'll be number three on Griffin. So Griffin, Alcorn, and Murphy all with three fouls for Van Buren. Minute 45 to go in the third. Non-shooting foul. They're inbounds. Bowers got free on the inbound play and hits the layup. Abby Bowers, little backdoor cut, and she's got 8 points in the game. That's her first two since the second quarter. Van Buren with it down now by 15, 34 to 19. We're down to a minute and a half to go. Here's Murphy driving the baseline, kicks it back outside. That is a three-point shot by Griffin, no good. Rebound controlled by Murphy, back up, no. Bowers rebounds it for Thayer. Lady Bobcats off on a two-on-two. Bowers will take it herself, misses the layup. And the rebound controlled by Van Buren, and a foul going to be called on Larson. Foul on Haley Larson will be her second of the ball game. Bowers challenged the defense. Challenged the contact, didn't hit the shot, no foul call. And now Mabry out of the game. Van Buren makes a substitution. Christensen, number 30, checks back in for the Lady Dogs. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. They handle it out front, got over to Murphy. Murphy's jump pass is deflected by Bowers, picked out by the Lady Bobcats. Larson going to the hole, is going to get hammered. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Larson with a nice feed from Abby Bowers. And the Lady Bobcats pushing the issue. Foul's going to be on number 21, who just checked in as Maya Gillespie for the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs. And going to the line, Haley Larson has scored 2 points tonight. And the first free throw is up for Haley and good. First point of the second half. She's got three now in the game. And now Griffin back in for Van Buren. Murphy will go out. And Haven back in the game for Thayer. And Hadley Meyer checks out. Second free throw for Larson is up and good. Haley Larson now with 4 points. And Thayer leads it by 17, their biggest lead of the game. And a little bit of backcourt defense here by Bowers. Van Buren gets up across the timeline. Feeds over to Christensen outside to Alcorn. Alcorn going to the elbow. Bounce pass down inside. Deflected. Picked up by Gillespie, who puts it up and in. Nice play there from Alcorn to Gillespie for the bucket. And Thayer got the ball. 33 seconds to go in the third quarter as they bring it across the timeline. Thayer up by 15. They'll hold it for the final shot. Here's Bowers moving off a screen all the way down to the baseline. Shot is no good. Well, they didn't hold it for the final shot. Bowers saw an opening and went for it. And here comes Van Buren with it out on top. Griffin fades it out top for Mabry. Mabry brings it to the right side, swings it down the corner. That is a long three-point shot. No good. And rebound controlled by Callie Johnson for Thayer. Callie at midcourt has the ball poked away and it goes out of bounds with 1 second remaining in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats looking to add to a 15-point lead here. They led by 8 at the end of the first half, trailed by 5 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer got into Bowers, shot is up at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of our third quarter, 36-21. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Van Buren Lady Bulldogs here. In the first night of action from the Thayer Winter Classic, brought to you by Ward Family Dentistry. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, Fair Lady Bobcats open the fourth quarter with a basketball. They got into Maddie Donahue, and she is going to get fouled as she made a move away from the double team. Fouls on number two, Madison Mabry. That'll be her first of the game. Team foul number five on Van Buren. Fair Lady Bobcats with a 15-point lead here. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. Fair looking inbound, got it to Donahue. Donahue looking cross court, got over there to Larson. Larson holds it at the top of the key. Now puts it on the floor with a dribble drive. Behind the back, goes to the left side wing. To give it to Bowers. Bowers thought about taking a three. Now gives it off inside to Donahue. Donahue had trouble getting a handle. And the ball picked up by Van Buren. Here comes Griffin all the way to the bucket and scores the layup. Katie Griffin. 9 points for the Van Buren Lady Dawgs. Thayer coming the other way. They were going in a hurry, and Coach Young says, slow down. Oh, and here's Callie Johnson dribbling it off her foot out of bounds on the sideline. Lady Bobcats with an unforced turnover there. 7:20 to go in the game. Van Buren trying to come back from down 15 at the end of three quarters. They've cut it to 13 already. And Griffin's got it out front. Feeds it to Murphy. Murphy back on the left side to Mabry. Excuse me, that's Wilbanks. I'm sorry. Wilbanks gives it to Murphy. Murphy driving across the top. Ball poked away. She runs it down. Gives to Murphy. Mabry. Mabry back out front to Murphy. Number 14, Kinsley Murphy. She throws one down inside. Shot is up by Griffin. It's blocked. But a foul going to be called on Hadley Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Meyer picks up her third First Lady Bobcat with three fouls tonight. And going to the line, Katie Griffin, the senior for the Van Buren Lady Dawgs. 9 points in the game for Griffin, including the first two of this fourth quarter. And a free throw bounces off the back rim, no good. First night of action here from the Thayer Winter Classic. Hope you're enjoying our game tonight. Brought to you in part by your Lady Bobcat boosters, including Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts and the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company. Griffin hits the second free throw, makes it a 12-point game. 36-24, Thayer with the lead, Van Buren. Going to pick up a man-to-man defense, looks like. And, yeah, they're playing man-to-man. Thayer with the Bowers in the free throw circle. Got off to Meyer for the layup. Beautiful feed from Bowers to Meyer for the lay-in. Hadley with 5 points now for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the Lady Bobcat freshman duo getting it done on that possession. Here's Van Buren with it. They'll kick it outside for Mabry. Mabry moves to the elbow. Now gives it out to Griffin. Griffin has it poked away. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Ball was poked away, and Murphy tried to save it. And Thayer now running the inbound play with 6 minutes and change to go in this ball game. Lady Bobcats up by 14. Larson weaves through the traffic against the full court man-to-man pressure. Handles it out front, swings it on the right side to Bowers. Bowers going to Larson, cutting down the lane. Got stopped in there and backs it back out on the dribble in the corner. Now to Meyer. Meyer dumps it down to Donahue. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound, Donahue. Can't get the shot back out. Now she forces it, no good. And the rebound gets on the floor, taken by Van Buren, and a foul going to be called on Abby Bowers. Bowers will be whistled for the foul. That'll be her first of the game. And team foul number six on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the second half. Neither team into the bonus yet. Van Buren with the ball down by 14. They get it to Mabry on the left side. Skips it down in the corner for Griffin. Griffin off to Murphy. Now to Alcorn. Driving inside. Shot is blocked by Meyer. Quick outlet for Thayer. Got it to Larson. Larson will back it back out. Wait for the rest of her teammates. Gives it to Bowers near midcourt with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Thayer up by 14 with the ball. Ball goes right side to Donahue on a wing. She'll feed it out top to Callie Johnson. Now left side to Bowers. Bowers dumping it down to Meyer in the low block. Back outside to Donahue. Steps into a three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Callie Johnson couldn't score. Meyer with the rebound. She can't score. And the rebound controlled by the Van Buren Lady Dawgs. Thayer with two good chances to add to the lead there. Couldn't get it done. And here comes Van Buren with the basketball. Mabry brings it into the front court. I'm sorry, that was not Mabry. That was Wilbanks. Now she goes to Mabry. They're both wearing their hair in a bun, and it's the same color. Wilbanks with it out front. Over to Mabry on the left side. She'll fire the three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Van Buren basketball with 4:43 to go. Thayer leads it 38-24. Lady Dawgs will inbound to Wilbanks. She'll fire a three, and it's good. Ella Wilbank with her second three-pointer of the night. And that makes it a 9-point game. I'm sorry, an 11-point game. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Bowers on the dribble drive. Just runs out and outruns everybody at the floor. She'll back it out now with 4:24 to go. Bowers down the middle of the lane, dumps it down to Meyer, misses a layup. And a rebound taken by Van Buren. Was a beautifully designed play. Lady Bobcats couldn't quite finish it off. Here's Van Buren with the ball. Griffin feeds in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good by Murphy. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats run down the rebound in the corner. That was Callie Johnson. Johnson's had a boatload of rebounds tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball back. We're under 4 minutes to go in the game. They're going four low. Bowers moves in the lane. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound taken by Meyer. She can't follow it in. Donahue with the rebound. Now Bowers with it. Puts it up and in. Abby Bowers in double figures with 10. Thayer back out by 13 at 40-27. Van Buren with the ball. Driving the baseline is Murphy. Murphy pulls up with a shot. No good, but she got fouled. And the foul will be on number 24. That is Hadley Meyer. And that's foul number four on Meyer tonight. Seventh team foul. Going to the line to shoot two is Kinsley Murphy. A sophomore has scored 4 points in the ball game and misses the free throw. Kinsley Murphy with 2 points in each half so far. Now we get Van Buren Lady Dogs shifting on the lane and Alcorn tying her shoe over there on the far side. 3:32 to go in the game. Thayer by 13. Van Buren trying to cut into that lead here from the free throw line with Kinsley Murphy. Second free throw is up, no good. And the rebound taken by Abby Bowers for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers brings it in the front court, working against the man-to-man defense. They go four low again. Bowers with some room to work out front. Takes it in the lane, bounces it down to Meyer, back out to the free throw line to Donahue. She goes down the middle of the lane, counted, and a foul. Oh, I like that offense. Went four low, Bowers with a penetrating dish, and then back outside to Donahue, right down the middle of the lane for the bucket, and will go to the line and shoot two. Well, Thayer leads it back by 15 again, trying to make it a 16-point game here with 3:15 to go. Free throw is up by Donahue, and it's good. Donahue with 15 on the line. Abby Bowers is going to get a little rest here for a couple of minutes as Katie Pounders will check into the ball game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Van Buren gets the ball up to midcourt. Number 12 with it is Wilbanks. Feeds it over in the corner to Griffin. Griffin, two dribble drives toward the hole. Pulls up with a 15-footer, and it's good. Griffin with 12 for Van Buren, and the Lady Dogs want a timeout. 43-29. Thayer leads it by 14 with 3:06 to play in the ballgame. We'll be back to the Thayer Winter Classic in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats got their work cut out for them here in the final 3 minutes. Van Buren probably going to go to the foul before too long, trying to get the ball back. Thayer leads it by 14, 43-29. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball after the made basket for Van Buren. Van Buren now going full court with the man-to-man pressure. Lady Bobcats inbound. Got it to Donahue, back to Johnson. Now Johnson with it again in the middle. Feeds it right side to Katie Pounders. Pounders got over to Larson. Thayer's going to have to hurry now. And Larson goes through the double team. And she's going all the way to basket and scores the layup. Larson, nobody ever jumped in front of her. She went and scored the layup. Thayer up by 16 again with 2:43 to go. Out top for Van Buren. They'll swing it around the horn to Murphy. Murphy got it over to Alcorn. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound off the hands of Van Buren and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. So Thayer up 16. They've led by as many as 17 in the game. We're down to 2:33 to go. Thayer, oh, they went for the home run. Got it to Larson, streaking down the field, all down the court, all the way to the bucket. Gets fouled on the layup. That was a good call. Van Buren up in the man-to-man, and Larson just released and headed toward the other end. and they hit her with a pass. Defense got there to break up the layup. And Larson going to the free throw line. Foul was on number 12, Ella Wilbanks, her first. And the free throw for Larson is good. Larson now with 7 points in the game. Thayer's led by Donahue with 15, Bowers with 10, Johnson with 9, and now Larson with 8. Good balance scoring, 5 for Hadley Meyer. And Thayer up now by 18, biggest lead of the game. Van Buren with a basketball. That is Griffin out top. Gives it out to Mabry, down to the baseline. Shot is blocked by Meyer, and she catches it. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got it back with 2 minutes to play. Up by 18. Larson brings it into the front court. Wings it over on the right side to Pounders. Pounders out on top will give it to Johnson. Thayer, take time, running some clock. We're down to 2 minutes exactly to play in this fourth quarter. Here's Pounders with it, moves off a screen at the top. Feeds over to Larson. Larson now to Meyer. Meyer looking inside, kicks it back out to Larson. She'll hold it out top with 1:40 to go. Moving down the left side of the lane, trying to throw a pass over to Meyer, and it goes out of bounds. Larson got a little bit out of control there, couldn't quite control the pass, and it went out of bounds, but Coach Young applauds the effort. And here come the Van Buren Lady Dogs. Down by 18, they need buckets, they need them in a hurry. We're down to 1:30 to go. Got it down in the corner to Griffin. Griffin moving toward the bucket, feeds it down inside to Alcorn. Misses the shot, rebound Murphy, she can't follow it. And Callie Johnson down with another rebound for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer will take their time bringing it up the floor. Larson in the backcourt. Dribble drives around Wilbanks. Got it to the top of the key. Pulls up her dribble there. Feeds it on the right side to Katie Pounders. Pounders back to Johnson. Johnson left side to Donahue. Donahue on the left side wing. Little dribble away from the defense. Gives it back to Larson. Larson down the left side of the lane. Challenges the defense. And nope. They said she carried the basketball. So with 1 minute to go, this one just about over, folks. We're down to 1 minute to go. Thayer leads it by 18, 47-29. The Lady Bobcats will go to 1-0 here in the round-robin tournament. The Mountain View, or the Willow Springs Lady Bears, also 1-0. Here's a long shot for Van Buren, no good. Rebound taken by Wilbanks. She'll back it out to the three-point line. Trying to get rid of it, and it's stolen by Larson. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats can pretty much run out the clock here if they want to. Johnson with it. Oh, gets tripped at midcourt. Ball loose on the court. And we're going to get a backcourt violation as Donahue dove on the loose ball. Substitution for Thayer. And we get Riley Pierce checking into the ball game. Also, Savannah Wheeler, number 44. Also, Neldon checking into the ball game. That is Madison Neldon. And who else out there? Audrey Harris in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Van Buren also getting subbed in the ball game. This one's about over. 32 seconds to play. Van Buren with a basketball. Number 25 with it is Travis. Gives it off to Gillespie. Gillespie going to the basket. Throws up a shot. No good. Audrey Harris down the rebound. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 20 seconds to play. Harris has it on the right side wing. Feeds it out front to Riley Pierce. Pierce directing traffic. And they get into the offense. Got it out to Pounders. Pounders out to the wing. Now inside the three-point line, back to back out on the dribble. Katie Pounders spinning away from the defense, gives it back over to Riley Pierce, and the ball is off her knee and goes into the backcourt. And there's the buzzer to end the ball game. Our final score, 47-29. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a win over the Van Buren Lady Dogs here in the first round of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
This is Bill Reeves with Century